Well, among general voters.
I don't know. You keep bringing up negative. You only want to talk about negative. Why don't you bring up the positive
polls? Well, I did. You started
off the interview with a poll that I didn't even know existed.
I started off with the Washington Post poll intentionally. I knew you would accuse me of that.
Sure. All I know is every poll I'm leading in, and you give me these two polls where it's different states. All They're right. not even a national
we'll
poll.
We'll check the record. I started off with the Washington Post poll where you are way out in front.
I think it's very unfair. You're talking to me a poll I never even saw. It's not even a poll. It's on three different states, and you're hitting me with this.
Okay.
And I think it's a very, frankly, I think it's a very fair question.
Okay.
I think it's an extremely. You start off the interview with that. You don't say I've led in the Fox poll. I'm leading in the ABC Washington Post poll.
You're leading across the board.
Well, you did. I am leading across the board.
Right.
And then you hit me with this poll that I didn't even see before. Where, oh gee, it's not even that kind of a poll. All I know is I have a very big group of support, and I think one of the reasons is that the people don't trust you, and the people don't trust the media.
Right.
And I understand
and politicians.
Why. You know, I've always been covered fairly accurately because it was usually a financial press, and you know, numbers are numbers, okay? And my numbers happen to be great, so I was always sort of treated like fair. With the media, it's in not all cases. Some of the political media is great and really honest, even if they don't want to be, they're really honest. But I find that 60-70% of the political media is really, really dishonest. And, you know, I tell the story, the American dream. I talk about the American dream in speeches. The American dream is dead, but I'm going to make it bigger and better and stronger than ever before. The American dream is dead, but I'm going to make it bigger and better, stronger than ever, right? And I go, boom, and I do it with great bravado, and the audience goes crazy. I come home, and my wife is saying, oh, darling, that was so bad. I said, what was bad? What you said today? I said, what did I say? The American dream is dead. Cut.
Who
on one of the major networks.